Partha, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, and I'm happy to be here.
It's nice and cool. Yeah, the hot summer, and you want to spice it up with the neem tree eatery.
Yeah, I mean, this is a new adventure we had started to begin with.
Mm-hmm. It's almost a year, no?
Yeah, it's been quite a long time we've been initiating this project and went through a lot of, certain difficulties in getting planning, permissions and...
Money.
Money and everything was there. But we always kept the spirit to have this kind of eatery.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dosa Corner was doing very well in Info Center.
You also started the Dosa Corner? What was the story behind the Dosa Corner?
Okay, Dosa Corner, when at the time when we applied for Neem Tree project,
mm-hmm.
and myself and Min are the project holders,
mm-hmm.
and we have another project holder, he's also called Mahavir,
mm-hmm.
who has funded us, helped us financially also. So we are three people in this project now. And... Dosa Corner, when we applied, the time Nicole was in the planning body. So she said, why don't we have a space, Dosa Corner. So why don't Partha come and do something there to change the place?
The small house with the incense.
So eventually we took up the challenge and said, okay. So I was there every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of changes I did made, like internet was one of the features that...
You brought people, and
we had more. I increased the more varieties of dosas,
mm-hmm.
so some juices. So the basic things were already existing. So we just elaborated more, and
it was also launched, as far as I remember, as one of the spaces which provide affordable meals for Orwellians. No,
exactly. That was the main inspiration from me to involve in such kind of project, including mm-hmm. Neem Tree, because. Today, economically, if you look, things are so expensive. You know, basic things are stay, home and food to eat. And so this Neem Tree idea was really pushed behind this. Even if you'll see, like when we put up the prices, it will be more of an affordable for Orwellians.
Uh-huh.
So our this is a kind of another community kind of kitchen, you know.
So it's like a service store for us.
No? Yeah, it's mostly, it's a unit, but still it will be like an elaborated version of Dosa Corner.
Elaborated version of Dosa Corner. So what we can expect to eat there?
You'll see we are making a combination between South Indian food and other parts of Indian food. That's so Gujarati.
Indian fusion.
Yeah, so like it's a kind of Indian, where all the different pani puris and dosas and parathas.
Mm.
So you'll get inclusive of a little bit of all Indian food there in an affordable price. So that was the main reason,
yeah,
was it? Also, Indian. It was good because of the residential areas are close by.
Mm-hmm.
So the residents just can walk in and...
Take a walk in the,
walk in the park and just have some little meal and go home.
Let's put in some facts because you have an opening night on Wednesday, 10th. The Wednesday 10th.
Wednesday 10th,
At 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's located behind the library in Mahalakshmi Park. Yeah?
Exactly.
Which actually...
At the entrance of the Mahalakshmi Park.
Through the years become a favorable spot of Orwellians, especially in the evening, to take a stroll.
Yeah.
Yes. And you will be offering the fusion of Indian food. The people who will work there, they are Orwellians?
Three of us are Orwellians.
Yeah,
the executives are Orwellians.
Are you going to cook?
No, of course. I'm not a cook. I get the hang of a little bit of food because mm-hmm. I've been in this line, past couple of years. So I got, the hang of food, Indian food especially, and getting to know about Indian food also.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have ammas from the villages
mm-hmm.
who had previously worked in Auroville restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So they will be coming and cooking for us. Mm-hmm. And of course, we will be guiding because, for instance, Mahavir's wife Bhakti, she's a nice cook of Marathi food. Gujarati food.
She can cook nice.
She's very good.
I
have tasted and looked.
Both of them are teachers, no? In Dipanam.
In at home,
yeah.
My wife is also a good cook.
Mm.
Okay. So Eventually, they are, you know, she's an architect, but still she can cook nice Marathi food. So eventually, I don't know how men are very good cooks, but eventually the women are, at home, I eat good food, I'm sure, you know.
There's no better than homemade meal, no? You see the difference between the meal made in restaurants? Okay, if it's a small restaurant like Dosa Corner, it's still like intimacy of people you know. But at home, you cook with love for the people you love.
Exactly.
No? So that's the difference.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that is the main thing. Because they put their heart and love, everything. Yeah. And then they care for the family. Yeah. You know, there it's eventually the food is made of that, you know.
So let's hope that those Amas do know us and they will cook for us with love, no?
Yeah. They've been working here for such a long time in Auroville. I'm sure they also know the Auroville environment. And of course, you know, with our guidance, I'm sure they will...
And since you were mentioning your wife, also the structure of the eatery itself, it's made by your wife. I mean, it's designed by your wife. And it's particular that it's taking counter the recycled material, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how that happened?
Actually, I would say I was not much more involved in that part.
The design of
it was most Min and Sonali, because Min is also like kind of guy who's into sustainability and ecological these days. And so they both kind of came up with all those whole structure is the effort of both of them, I would say. Yeah. And of course, Sonali brought it into a beautiful shape.
That we're going to see on Wednesday.
Yeah. So, it's not, I would not say it's like a great, thing, but I find it a little simple, beautiful space just for people to sit and rest.
Just out of curiosity, which materials you use as recycled materials?
Especially for instance, we use a lot of beer bottles as a decorative thing.
Mm-hmm. It's also the lights, that the light goes through.
We just kept it because we thought it would be too complicated to put one only LED lights in all the thing. It would have been more like a decorative and all. Mm. But we don't want to make it too flashy also, to keep it harmonious with the environment. Little lights. It's not like a party place or something. Mm. It's a little eatery kind of thing. And I would also when we struggle for the space... Alanji Alangrokala. He really was with us. He is the one who really helped us to get that place. It was under his guidance, the space. So even though many people were objecting, because this is the forest area and all, but he really believed in us and said, okay, here, and we'll try it with a small
cafe.
It's
actually a perfect spot now. You just go all around
about and you if we're not in the middle of any forest, it's a little corner. And I'm sure there is other solar kitchen is very close by.
Yes.
So it's all, it's kind of a service area where people moving and, it should be okay.
How many people you can facilitate at the same time?
We are...
do we have 100. Tables?
We have tables for 50, 60 people at the moment.
Whoa, that's big, no?
That's... what happens if if 20 people comes, it's fine, they can just have a thing. But if suddenly 100 people comes, it will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how it's gonna operate, run in terms of people, and so we just are being very flexible. So to keep it it's a little, I would say, little upgraded version of Dosa Corner. That's it, nothing much.
the timings
for the moment, we are going to start around 6 to 10, let's say,
in
4 hours.
Only in the evenings, yeah?
Yeah, we thought of closing at 9, but sometimes it happens, people finish movies and they go to the restaurants, most times all closed. So we want to keep it little up to 10 o'clock. We want to keep it kind of a good timing for people who, coming in around 9, 10, they feel hungry, they can come and have some dosas and go.
That sounds, even if I'm working somewhere, I can still drop in
here. Yeah.
I'm curious also how much a project like that comes in money-wise.
Actually, though, frankly, to be saying that I and Min, we had this inspiration, vision of creating this, but financially we were not so rich or had funds to sponsor it. So we had a little money and we say we cannot put up this thing. The 3-4 lakhs is nothing. So we were actually looking, you know, how to go about it. And luckily, Mahavir, he was also into, you know, he had the same vision and he was looking for the same opportunity. Mm-hmm. So he was asking us, look, guys, I'm also want to have this kind of thing. In true spirit of Auroville, you know, in the service spirit, and I'm ready to help, you know, a little financially so that we all work together and we make it. So we were so happy and we involved him. And
so in all, how much the space, the kitchen itself is not so big. Is how many, like 60 square meters, something like that, no? Or it's bigger?
It is little bigger, 62, 70, 80 square
meters. How much is that, 10 lakhs, 15 lakhs?
Exactly. It will come in, fully, if you see, we spent around 10 lakh till now. Maybe a little bit here and there will come another 2 lakhs. So it's all like a personal funds. It's kind of loaned forward, you know.
And so, it's all around us as unit, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to register as a service unit because we're not going to make a lot of money or something. It will be a little profitable just to run the space, just to pay back all the loans, but it won't be a big commercial money making. That was always never been my thing. That's why I was inspired with Dosa Corner.
Yeah, and with the Dosa Corner, there's a really variety of healthy food. I believe that because you advertise it as a healthy eatery, Neem eatery. So it's going to be only vegetarian, I believe, no?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We are going to...
with organic ingredients?
Yeah, we are trying to get as much as vegetables from our Auroville farms directly or through...
So the menu will also depend a little bit on the season, no?
Yeah.
If it's a mango, there will be mango thing.
Exactly. So we'll have like fruit juices will be seasonal. And
you have also smoothies?
Smoothie, yeah. We are trying to, we've been trying out and... we are seeing how it comes. It will, you know, it takes at least 6-7 months to settle down in any restaurants in terms of organization, you know. So even I've left my job at school, Udhvi school, and because I need to be there if I'm part of something. So
It requires some presence.
Yeah,
and
to so if we jump into the pool, either you swim, you know.
Yeah, that's one way. Okay, Pata, for our listeners, can we repeat what you are opening the Neem Tree Eatery on Wednesday, 10th of May?
6 p.m. Mahalakshmi Park, and we'll be hosting you with some simple juices and some chat items and not to make you all happy.
Let's say you will give us a taste of your food.
Exactly. So one of the things, what was is chart items that's not existing in Auroville in many places.
What is that?
Chart is a kind of North Indian cuisine that it's a kind of snack, you call it. It's not a dinner or anything. It's a snack. It's a very popular thing. You can see on the beach road, in the Vandis, in this little puris, they put some...
those things.
Thing. And that's all, you know, many people, we are going to Pondi to eat that. So we are going to try to provide here. So people, you know...
So on Wednesday, you are preparing this one?
Yeah, we are going to prepare this and... we will just give us a taste. I mean, we'll see.
Pardo, thank you so much. See you on Wednesday to see and to taste.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much also. Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu Mangalam Garuda Vajra Mangalaya Tanu.